Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the evening segment of the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host for the night, Alfreda Love, and I would like to, first of all, say that this is the day, this is the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am excited and delighted for what the Lord is doing and what he is about to do in the lives of others and myself as well. So continue to pray. I would like to start out by praying again. You never grow old and you never get tired of praying unto God, because each moment, each second is a prayer and a thank you for even being here. So without further ado, I'm going to pray, then we're going to read the scripture, then I'm going to give you a brief synopsis over the spiritual guide. It's entitled A Spiritual Guide on the Go, Part 1 series. Then I'm going to give you some nuggets on what the Lord has given me. I'm going to encourage you, and I'm not going to be on very long, but it's good to know that the time has been extended and I don't have to rush and I can relax and just enjoy what the Lord is doing in the lives of other individuals as well as myself. So without further ado, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once more and again for allowing us to be in your presence. We thank you for each opportunity we have to speak a word of God. We thank you for each great gift that you have given. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for the praise reports that will happen, that has happened, and that has happened in the future. We thank you for the peace that passes understanding. We thank you for the comfort that you're giving to those who are going through something. We thank you for the divine recoveries. We thank you for touching those who are sick, healing those, Heavenly Father. We thank you for giving just grace and mercy. We thank you for each moment, each second, each minute of our lives. We thank you for extensions of blessings, extensions of praise, extensions of honor unto you. We're asking you, Lord, with this evening segment, be something that is pleasing and uplifting in your sight. We're asking would you continue to expand and grow as it has with a lot of new individuals who the ministry is reaching. We thank you for each great gift that you've given. We thank you for repeated thank yous. We thank you for repeated honors. We thank you for repeated mercies. We thank you for the valley moments. We thank you for the mountaintop experiences. We thank you for life. We thank you for liberty. We thank you for hope. We thank you for just everything that you're doing in our lives. Now, Lord, we ask with this segment be something that is pleasing, something that is approved in your sight. We're asking would you put me at level zero, and would we increase you to the level of 100 plus. May the words that proceed out of my mouth and the thoughts that you give me according to your will be of value to someone, somewhere, somehow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I am, as you can tell, you can probably feel the smile, I am excited and delighted on what God is doing in the ministry. I wanted to extend the time as God had asked, because any time that you are in the ministry of God or you're called to teach, there really should not be a time limit, but we should be cognizant of the time, because sometimes when the Spirit is moving and the revelation is moving and the Lord gives you things to say, he doesn't want them to be said in a, oh, by the way, type of manner, or, oh, since we only have 2 minutes, then let me sum it up, just like this morning on that Bible verse. And so I have a lot of time now, and I'm not going to abuse my time, but I am going to use it wisely as God has given me to use it. I'm going to use this time to grow as a leader in the teaching or ministry of God. I'm going to use it as a time to allow others to grow. I'm going to use it as a time for reflection. I'm going to start inviting different individuals to come online and to share perspectives. When I'm giving interviews, I'm going to be able to give you a little feedback where, you know, it just won't be question-answer and let's move on. And so I'm really at peace right now because, first of all, I know that I won't use all of this time, but it's good to be able to know that you still have some time. And it's just like life, you know. It's good to know that God has favor on your life and that you're going to make it through. So without further ado, I would like to once again give you a brief synopsis of the spiritual guide, which is a spiritual guide on the go. And this is the first series. And as I said before, God has blessed me to be able to publish my own work that God has given me, because this is the type of work that, yes, it's going to be edited and things like that, but I don't need it to be rearranged because God has specifically put it in a specific order, and it needs to remain that way. So without further ado, I want to introduce you to the Spiritual Guide on the Go, and it's quite different from what the book or what the guide was originally going to be. And so it's entitled Spiritual Guide on the Go, Part 1. I feel like I'm giving a presentation here. The first part, or the first page, and I'm not going to read all this to you, I'm just going to give you a little bit of a sample, you know. It's entitled About the Author, and it just tells a little bit about the writer, yours truly. The introduction, I want to read the first 3 to 4 sentences. Says, throughout life, one must learn to stand on the word of God. It is the word of God that shall sustain us and contain us in this lifetime. The word of God is an electrifying power that culminates into a relationship with God. Before the creation of Adam and Eve, you and I, the world was formed. And that is the introduction. And it gets into some deep things, such as the heaven and hell, things such as we walk by faith and not by sight. Blind Bartimaeus is in the introduction because the Lord showed me that although sometimes we may not be physically blind, sometimes we're spiritually blind and we don't know the path in which God wants us to go. So this is a kind of like a breakthrough to get on the right track and to activate our faith and activate our trust in God, okay? Then I go on to talk about the purpose of the spiritual guide, and it is to increase the awareness of how God expects us to walk, as well as identifying the principles of our faith walk, because each day we are trying to get it right. We're trying to perfect our walk and trying to get on the wheel or the right path that God has set before us. I gave you some questions to reflect on. You can write in the guide or you can just think out loud. The first question is, what does my walk with God look like? And many times what God revealed is that in order for us to perfect our walk, we must realize what this will look like. For instance, if I'm teaching an individual how to run the 100-meter dash, I can't just go out there and say, okay, ready, set, go. I have to teach the form. How are you supposed to have your arms? How are your legs supposed to move? How are you supposed to start the race? You know, so I have to teach those principles. Then it goes on to the hierarchy of the universe. And, of course, we know that God is first, Jesus, then the Holy Spirit, then the creation. It goes into that. Then I begin to explain who God is. I told you that I was going to introduce our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I introduced Satan as well when I introduced God, because God had to remove Satan out of heaven because he wanted to take over heaven, as you all know. And I have a little synopsis in there about that. But the whole purpose is to know that God created the heavens and the earth, and that God is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Then I introduced Jesus Christ, and I started out, I had to speak about his parents, Mary and Joseph, first, how that angel Gabriel came and told Mary that she was going to birth the Savior of the world. And that's a very interesting section. Then it's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a manifestation of the Father, God, and Jesus the Son. And many times it's a premise between the world and heaven, and I began to explain that in depth so that people will understand that the Holy Spirit is kind of like a fruit, yes, a fruit of the Father and the Son. So that's who the Holy Spirit is. Then I spoke about the creation of humans. I spoke about Adam and Eve and how God created Adam from the dust, took the rib from Adam, made Eve. I explained all of that because some people don't know that. And I know that that seems very insignificant, but as I said, this guide is to introduce individuals to Christ or to get them or to draw people closer to Christ. Then God wanted me to reveal the opening of spiritual gifts. And each day is an opening or an awakening of a spiritual gift. Did you know that God revealed to me that each day he gives us a spiritual gift to use in this world? You know, it may be the spiritual gift of patience. It may be the spiritual gift of giving an encouraging word. But each day we wake up, a spiritual gift is given. Now, some people open the spiritual gift and some don't, but it is given. And then I talk about 1 Corinthians 12, and we learn that spiritual gifts are given to God's people by the Holy Spirit. And we go back to the Holy Spirit, which are basically fruits of the Father and Son, okay? And I talk about spiritual gifts. Then I talk about examples of spiritual gifts. Some of the examples are discernment, evangelism, faith, giving, helping, hospitality, wisdom, exhortation, prophecy, service, teaching, leadership. And then I left a blank and said, what is your spiritual gift? Because I gave examples, but also you have a spiritual gift that may exceed or may be something else. And then throughout each of the spiritual gifts, I gave examples. For instance, for the administration, how did Jesus treat others? Like the tax collectors and sinners, how did he treat them? When we find during one episode where Jesus was having supper at Matthew's house, and many of those tax collectors and sinners were appalled at the sight of Jesus eating amongst them. So Jesus had no respect for persons, and he never does have a respect for person. So I gave an instance with that. Then discernment, of course. We talk about the stolen birthright, and we find the story about Jacob and Esau and how we can become betrayed by different individuals and how not to fall in those type of traps. Then evangelism. Evangelism is basically Jesus' directives. Then we talked about exhortation. Then we talked about faith in God, and we know that faith without works is dead. Then there's a faith activity. It's called giving. How deep is your love? And basically it's a overview of how much we love God. You know, a lot of us preach about God and a lot of us say that we love God, but how deep is our love for God? Okay? Then we talk about helping. Helping is also a spiritual gift. We talk about hospitality. We talk about knowledge, walking in the will of God. In addition to that, there is an activity, growing by will walking. And one of the questions says, I read my Bible in order to change my life and not just to say I have read the Word. Many people read the Word of God, but are you reading it to change your life, or are you reading it to say I've read the Word? You know, so we have to really evaluate ourselves in that type of, you know, when dealing with that type of question. Wisdom is also a spiritual gift that God gives, and I always ask, you know, God to provide me with wisdom on a daily basis. In any situation, I ask him when I'm ministering to others or teaching to others to provide me with that wisdom. Mercy, God gives us mercy each day by waking us up. We're not so good that we deserve anything that God has to offer, but God gives us that mercy. He gives us that wisdom. He gives us that grace. Pastoralship. God has gifted many people on earth to become ministers or pastors. And one of the questions that was proposed was, are you willing to minister if you're willing to minister, are you willing to live your ministry? And that is very powerful because many times individuals preach on different subjects, as I said earlier, but refuse to act upon it. It's kind of like faith without works, you know, is dead. Prophecy, God is able to manifest his vision into different people. God has a chosen people that he has revealed some of his most intimate thoughts, some of his most intimate things, you know, among. And prophecy is a huge gift from God, and anyone with that gift is highly favored, because any time that those individuals understand the will of God, understand the heart of God, they are really just favored by God, and God can trust them. Okay, and we talk about different false prophets as well. You can't believe every person who said God said. You know, it's kind of like he say, she say. If you didn't hear God say it, or if God didn't say it, then it's not true. So we have to be aware of false prophets, and I have some scriptures that will evaluate whether a prophet is real or whether we have false prophets. And usually I can tell you that in real prophecy, you will actually see these things happen. You know, false prophets are those individuals who say the world is going to end. They give you a date. They give you a time. None of that stuff is true, okay? None of that stuff is true. And they are called false prophets because nobody knows the day nor the hour, and that's scripture. In addition to that, service in the Bible. God is a giving person, and he expects us to not only give the word, but to show love toward others through servant leadership. So I began to speak about servant leadership. We talk about the Good Samaritan in the Bible in Luke 10 and 25 through 37. In addition to that, teaching is also a spiritual gift. We know that God was called Rabbi. He was a very great teacher throughout his time. We speak about leadership. You know, leadership is very important. It's a very important aspect of the church because we have to follow God's teachings. And we talk about Paul in the church, and we talk about other individuals who were great leaders, such as Noah. And Noah obeyed the Lord. Abraham, he had faith in God. Joseph, he endured to the end. Moses, he was looking after the people. We talked about Joshua. He leads by example. We talked about David. David learned that God is bigger than our problem. Isaiah, leaders rise to the occasion. Excuse me, Daniel, faithful unto God in all seasons, good seasons and bad seasons. John the Baptist, he was real. And Jesus, of course, served the people. Peter, we fall down, but we get up. Paul, stand on the word of God. And throughout this particular guide, I gave examples of Noah, and of course we know about Noah and how he was obedient unto God and his family was saved. I gave you an example about Abraham, you know, how God established a promise into our lives. And God told Abraham to leave his father and his native country so that he can inherit other lands. Moses took care of the people. God told Moses, as I said before, to let the people go, and so he did. You know, after, it wasn't like, and so he did. But it was a process, and God helped him through that process. Joshua, he led by example, you know. In addition to that, then we go on to Peter. We fall down, but we get up. A lot of things happen to Peter, but Peter was not afraid to promote Jesus Christ, okay? And Peter eventually became a leader, you know. And he was visited by this angel, and it goes on and on. And we just need to read it and find out what happened. Joseph endured to the end. You know, sometimes in our lives things happen to make us want to give up, but Joseph endured to the end. In addition to that, we talk about John the Baptist. His faith was real. You know, he was baptizing individuals, you know, telling them that Jesus was coming, you know. And David, God is with us. And many times in our life we go through things that seem to be much bigger than what we can handle. And so David is considered one of God's great leaders, although he was a little shepherd boy, you know, for the Israelites. But he was able to come against Goliath. And so we find that David, you know, he believed in God, and he knew that God was with us. In addition to that, Daniel, he was faithful unto God. You know, he was taken from his familiar place in Israel and forced to serve in the king's palace, you know. And so David was faithful to God. Isaiah, he was that be you ready individual. He's a great leader. Is consistent not only in the word of God, but within his or her calling. And he was a prophet. He believed in the power of God and preached that the world belonged to God. So Isaiah was very faithful unto God. And, of course, we know that Jesus is the Alpha and Omega. He's everything. We know that Jesus pleased his Father. We know that Jesus was obedient. We know that Jesus wrote his vision and made it plain. We know that Jesus was known for building up people. We know that Jesus prayed daily. And we know that Jesus was found helping others. How are we alike in that aspect? Call from the crowd. Of course, we all know that God called some to be apostles, some prophets, evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers. You know, what did God call you to be? And I go on to different examples that were listed within the Bible for being called out in the crowd. Activity 11 comes right after that is answering the call. And one of the questions is, I am willing to accept the calling that Jesus has placed on my life. And that's a huge question because many times God called us to be this or that, and we have to wait. What are you waiting on? Jesus said, I already gave you the yes, so what are you waiting on? Why do you have to ask the world for approval when I've already told you to do it? Then I go on to walking by example. We talk about the fishermen of men. We talk about how Jesus calls his first disciples and things like that. And one of the reflection questions are we obedient unto God? You know. Then we go on to the church lives within us. And in this section, we talk about frozen Christianity, which relates to the will of God. The question is, what good work has God planted within you to do in the kingdom of God? You know, each day we find ourselves working for others or working for ourselves, but what are we doing for God? We talk about who is the church. You know, a lot of people want to know who is the church. The church is us, you know. We talk about the Lord's Supper, how we take the Lord's Supper within that section. We talk about in the book of Ephesians 5 and 27, we talk about the Psalm of David. God teaches us how to pray. That's why we're the church, the physical structure of the church. We talk about this is the place where believers go to the church. And we talk about why there is a need for leaders in the church, their duties in the church, how Jesus identifies himself in the church. We talk about a mobilized church and love. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. And we talk about how God traveled many places, spreading the message of love beginning at the tender age of 12. We find that each person has a place in the church and is called into the world to not only save souls, but to spread the true meaning of Christianity. And so the Lord tells us to mobilize our church, but mobilize it with love. In addition to that, and I have a huge section on that, activate your Christianity is very important. And one of the questions is, I know my calling, and I'm currently working toward it. Also, we looked at John 15, which is a promise from God. God promises us certain things. As a matter of fact, this was my grandfather's favorite scripture about the true vine, John 15, and the Lord gave me that. And I put it here in the guide. And then one of the questions I ask is, what do I believe about God that I consider true? And so this spiritual guide is very helpful. It is in the editing process because I want to make sure that it is polished and ready to go. Speaking about ready to go, in April, God's will, the first Saturday in April, the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry has been blessed to give a benefit for a church and also for the Love Lift Jesus ministry in St. Jude's. And I will give you more information concerning that. I'm getting ready to pass out a letter seeking choirs, seeking artists, seeking individuals who would like to take part in this event. There will be a book signing for the Spiritual Guide on the go after the service. It is by donation. Everything is by donation. The Lord did give me that vision, and part of the ministry, the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry, is to not only empower this ministry through the word of God and empower this ministry through speaking from place to place, it is also to glorify entities that the Lord has established, such as the church, such as these different hospitals and different groups. So a lot of things are going on with that. And I would like for you to know about those different activities. In addition to that, I want to go ahead and give the announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by telling them, asking them, encouraging them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. The Fashion Line is here. FashionsByLove.com is here. Be sure to check the website out. All right, in addition to that, gospel artists, promoters, publicists, writers, authors, positive community leaders, please continue to Facebook Al Free to Love at ALFREDALOBE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, on tomorrow, please tune in. I will have a special segment. Not sure what it'll be yet, but it will be a special segment just for you. It will deal with either health, religion, beauty, or fitness. So please be sure to tune in. I will give you a specific time. And then I'm going to be calling individuals who are on my list for interviews. Nanny will also be on sometime next week. And different things are coming up, so be sure to continue to log on, tune in to the Love, Live, Jesus Up ministry. I would like to welcome all of the new individuals and those who are categorized under I Have Been With You since day one. So thank you very much. I would like to thank God and my family and my friends. I would like to thank those individuals who are on the line right now. I am a night owl. I'm just going to be honest. I do best at night. Now, I love the morning. You know, I'm not like a grumpy person in the morning time. But at night, this right here is like who I am, okay? Now, I'm still going to conduct interviews around 5, 6, 7, 8, things like that. But I am a night owl. So I do my best thinking at night. And with this broadcast, we have 2 hours, and I'm going to add music. I may try a little music this week. On some of the artists whom I've interviewed and those CDs that I received. And by the way, if you would like your music played on this station, gospel music only, please, you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. That's for new artists, upcoming artists, established artists. It really doesn't matter. You know, I'm really open to everything or every ministry that God has given you. And so any type of music that is gospel related, I'm open to it. So please submit it. I will play it. And the music will be played for approximately an hour, okay? For approximately an hour. So be sure to do that. I'm just so excited. And actually, I'm talking because, you know, I have that extra time. But I don't want to prolong the time. But once again, my contact information is EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Or you can Facebook ALFREDALOVE, FREDALOVE. There's also an event that God has given me later on in the fall. I have one gospel artist in mind that the Lord placed on my heart, and I'm going to contact soon. This particular artist, we would love to have in Waco just to minister to us through song. So I will give you more updates with that. But right now we're focusing on the Reap What You Sow event, which is in April, God's will. So please be sure to continue to watch Afrita Love's Facebook page. And I am just so excited about all these new connections and this new blog that I have with all these wonderful people. And just continue to tell your friends and everyone else about the Love, Live, Jesus Up show, our ministry, and I will have other things, like I said, such as Nanny and different creative things that the Lord has given me to put on the ministry. So if someone asks you what that smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Be sure to pray for at least 20 people. Make sure they're not all your family members. If you need to put all your family members, put them on one line, and also pray for yourself. But pray for someone else. And once again, someone asks you what that smile is all about. You tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Till next time, till tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Be sure to tune in on Monday. I will have a show around 5 o'clock, but be sure to tune in. And thank y'all so much. And y'all take care. Love you. Bye-bye.